All right, it's Warped Adobe Radio, and on the line, Lauren West. She's the front woman from American Pinup. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. So are you excited for Warped Tour?
Yes, very, very excited.
You guys have played before, right?
Yeah, we actually played one date. Last year, we won the Ernie Ball Battle of the Bands for the New York date at Nassau Coliseum. So we got to play on that stage, and that was really cool.
And now it looks like you've expanded to about, what, 10 dates or so?
Yeah, we have 10 dates, so really stoked about that.
That's cool, and it's all the dates through mid-July, through the end of July, so it looks like mostly like the East Coast you're hitting and a little bit of the Midwest?
Yeah, I think we start in Pittsburgh and then go out all the way to Minneapolis and then kind of shoot down on some dates on the East Coast.
What are you nervous about this at all?
Not really nervous. I mean, it's definitely a big opportunity. We're really excited about it. I'm mostly nervous about the overnight drives every night and like the heat and getting sunburned. But about the actual shows, I'm not super nervous about that.
How are you guys traveling?
15 passenger van, kind of doing a DIY style. No fancy buses or anything like that.
You know, a lot of bands do claim to be DIY these days. What does that mean to you guys?
Well, for us, I guess it just means that we don't really have, a big label or a manager or anything like that. We're just kind of, four people in a van doing, loading in our gear ourselves, loading out our gear ourselves, and booking all our own shows and all that kind of stuff. We do releases on an independent label called Altercation Records. And they've been really good to us over the years, but it's more of a distribution deal with them than anything else.
Are you guys looking for a major signing? Is that the goal with the band?
I don't know. I mean, probably one of these days. I mean, we don't have anything new recorded. We probably won't get back into the studio until the fall, and then we'll probably, whatever we end up recording, we'll probably start shopping around. But I think we're more looking for like a booking agent or representation in that sort of vein right now, just because we want to increase our touring, we want to increase our PR and stuff like that before we get into any sort of major label deal kind of arena.
That makes sense. I think you guys need to get the word out there. I mean, you guys' music rocks, and I don't think enough people know about it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the goal, is to just get people to hear it and get out there.
All right, it's Warped Adobe Radio, and on the line, Lauren West. She's the front woman from American Pinup. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
So you had an album that came out at the end of last year. That was your sophomore album, Change Machine, right? And you said you're working on some new stuff that's going to be out this fall?
Yeah. Well, it won't be out in the fall. I think that's when we're probably going to start recording some stuff. But we've been playing it out live, and we'll definitely be playing some of the new material that's not even on Change Machine during the Warp dates. So people can definitely hear some of the new stuff at those dates.
Does that mean you guys are going to do any writing when you're on the Warp tour?
I don't know if we'll have time to really write, but we've definitely been writing and we'll continue to write. You know, I'm sure it's always hard to tell, you know, when inspiration will strike. But I think, you know, we always try to get some writing done on the road, and we'll definitely be writing between now and when we leave, and then when we get back, I'm sure, you know, we'll start writing again.
I would imagine that's kind of hard to write on the road, and just in general. I mean, there's a lot going on, and you're probably exhausted, but...
Yeah, I mean, and Warped Tour is a particularly strenuous tour, especially the way we're doing it, where you just kind of pack up in a van and go. It is difficult to write on the road just because you don't really have a lot of opportunities to set up your equipment and mess around. You can't really just, like, hang out and play. We try to bring, like, an acoustic guitar or something that we can work around with. But in terms of getting, you know, set up and doing full arrangements of the band, you don't really have that opportunity much if you're traveling in a van.
Would you guys ever be brave enough to attempt anything acoustic at Warped?
Oh, definitely. Actually, we're playing an acoustic show in our hometown on Friday.
Right,
we do
that's
a lot of,
your
like,
first one, right?
What's that?
Oh, that's your first acoustic show?
Yeah. We've done acoustic shows in the past. It's pretty rare, but we actually we've been working more with acoustic arrangements of our songs, and we've been trying to do that. Increase our frequency in doing acoustic performances, because you can kind of just take it anywhere. It's easier to set up, and it's quieter. So if you're playing a smaller venue or, you know, a little coffee shop or a bar, you can just kind of set up and do your thing and make a little extra money even.
That's pretty cool. That's a good idea. I mean, I guess that makes sense. Makes your band a little more portable. You can play. So do you guys play small coffee shops and stuff like that?
We haven't done any, like, coffee shops. We do play, like, bars and stuff, but, you know, more intimate settings a lot on tours and stuff.
What's the biggest audience you guys have had or played for?
That's a good question. We did the Warped Tour date we did last year was a pretty good crowd. We also have played for the Valley of the Vapors Festival in Hot Springs, and that's always a really good crowd. I don't know how many people it was, but it was a packed room, crowd surfers, that kind of thing. That was a really cool show.
And you guys did South by Southwest also, correct? But
yeah,
was that like kind of like small
do,
areas?
Unofficial showcases there, okay. But that's, you know, they're always good shows.
What do you prefer, like something like that or the more festival setting?
There are kind of pros and cons to both. I mean, if festivals are well organized and you know, you kind of can jump on the bill. I mean, the festivals are always great. I mean, you have usually a really diverse crowd. People are really there to see music. So it's not like you're showing up at a bar in Ohio and people are like just trying to drink and want you to shut up, you know? So it kind of depends, but you never know. I mean, touring, sometimes you go and you play a little dive bar and you make, you know, 50 new fans and sell a ton of CDs and, you know, it can be really cool.
Well, cool. I wish you guys the best. I hope that when you're out playing your Warped Tour dates this year that you get a lot more exposure, some people hear you that haven't heard you before, and you spread the word. I was been streaming your music on Spotify. It's really, really good stuff, and I hope everybody goes and checks it out.
Thank you.
I'm digging it. And I'm surprised that I was looking at how many plays it has. I mean, like, I feel like you guys should have a lot more people listening to you. I don't know.
I know.
I'm in your guys' corner. I'll help you guys spread the word any way I can here. But cool. Thanks. You guys have a great time on the Warped Tour. And we'll catch up with you when we're out there, and we hope that you have a good trip and travel safe.
We will. Thanks. Sounds good.